This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, or welcome to the My Monday Mood podcast. You guys, it's been a minute. I know I took a little break. It was honestly unintentional, but there's just been a lot going on in the past few weeks. So I felt like I needed to kind of reset a bit and put my energy towards other things. But we are back today. I missed you guys. I hope you're all doing well. Happy October. It's basically November now, which is insane. I feel like this month literally flew by. But, you know, we're here, and I am excited for this episode. Today, we're going to be talking about connection, and I decided to title this podcast More Connected, Less Distracted. But before we get into that, I want to kind of catch up with you guys, because it's been a minute, okay? So, since the last time I recorded, I was 23. I just recently turned 24 on October 15th. She's a Libra. She's a Libra baby. All my fellow Libras, how we doing? I turned 24 and had the best time celebrating with my friends. Just did something very chill, low-key. We went to Catch LA for brunch. You guys have probably heard of Catch LA. I feel like all the TikTokers and just influencers, celebrities go there, and I had always been wanting to go, but I was like, seems like overhyped. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. The ambiance was very nice. The food was great. Drinks were great. So if you guys have been wanting to go, I would say go, because even though it is a bit overhyped, it was a good time. It was a good experience overall. So just did something very low key for my birthday. And then I feel like that's honestly how I prefer my birthdays nowadays, is just I don't want the stress and the expectations of doing something crazy, unless, like, obviously I'm like, let's go to Miami, then it's a whole plan, then, like, okay, we're celebrating big. But this year was just more low-key, and it was great. What else has been happening in my life? I feel like I've just been moving around place to place. I'm living back home now for a little bit. So another update, sorry, I'm like dumping, but this is, I guess, what my podcast is for. So my dad just moved across the world, which is kind of crazy. I'm still processing the fact that, you know, he's not at home anymore. But if you're following me on Instagram, you know, I shared this a few days ago. And yeah, it is weird, you know, having your parents separate, and, you know, now my dad just lives all the way across the world. It's something I'm definitely gonna have to adjust to, but, you know, change is inevitable, and I do believe deep down that this is, you know, something that's good for all of us in my family. So, yeah, it doesn't mean it's, you know, not hard, though. It's not easy. I'm trying to just surround myself with my friends and focus on all the good that's happening in my life right now. But, yeah, life has just been very there's just been a lot going on, you know, behind the scenes, but I did feel comfortable sharing that on Instagram a few days ago, and obviously, I feel like on the podcast, I do share a little bit of my life. I do more, I've been doing more of like the, you know, the smaller episodes, but I do want to get in the habit of just sharing more of my life, because I know you guys listen to this podcast not only to, for, you know, the things that I share, but because hopefully you guys like me as a person too, and, you know, care about the things I say. And I think being vulnerable and sharing the things that are happening in my life, you know, obviously having some things that I don't share, but this was something huge that just happened in my life. My dad moving across the world and, you know, my parents separating. It's something that I am just having to juggle on my own right now and navigate. But that is what, again, this podcast is all about, is navigating the highs and the lows of being in your 20s, of being a human on this planet. That's what we're doing here. We're doing it together. So that is just a little glimpse of what's been happening in my life lately. But I'm just, again, so happy you're here, and I'm so grateful for this podcast, and even just being here for 5 minutes and talking to you guys has reminded me of why I love podcasting so much, and I'm just excited for this episode, all right? We're happy to be back today. So let's just get right into it. Lately, feeling connected to myself has felt a bit harder. There's been lots of distractions and obstacles in my life that have made me feel a bit out of touch with myself. And if you've been listening to my last few episodes, you know that I was going through a pretty heavy funk, work-wise, family-wise, just life-wise. So today I am talking about the importance of connection to remind not only you guys, but myself of how feeling disconnected and having funks is normal. But now I'm on a journey of getting back to feeling connected, to feeling like myself again, to be aware of the distractions and the things that are getting in the way of me feeling more in touch with myself and others. I genuinely think that one of the best feelings there is connection, like with yourself, with your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your family, nature. Connection, in my opinion, is why we're here. To relate, to feel safe, to love and be loved. When life gets in the way, it's easy to go on autopilot. And whenever I'm on autopilot, I always seem to lose direction. I seem to stop prioritizing the things that fill me up and give me energy, and instead, I feel drained. And so lately, I've been really having some realizations about myself, which have been very heavy, but very necessary. And yeah, you could say I'm in a very heavy shedding phase of my life. Shedding certain friendships, old layers of myself that are no longer serving me. The shedding is happening, and it feels very uncomfortable, but how can we grow when we're comfortable? You have to go through seasons of shedding to up-level and come into your new form, the form that you are meant to be in. But in order for that to happen, you have to do the work. And now that I am intentionally doing the work and having so many realizations, you guys, like, I've been gaining so much clarity by not feeding my distractions and truly just, like, being in touch with myself and intentionally setting that time aside to hear my thoughts, like just hear what Natalia needs and what she wants and what she doesn't want anymore, you know, really having that full evaluation with myself. So I was in an Airbnb by myself for in LA for the past 3 weeks. Came back home about like 2 weeks ago, but it was honestly so needed to do that for myself. Was it expensive? Yes. Was it like, did my friends be like, why would you do that? Yes. Like, why would I, you know, go get an Airbnb by myself for 3 weeks? Like, to some people that sounds weird, but for me, I knew that that was what I needed to do to, one, reset my nervous system, like to kind of just be in a calm setting where I knew I could just be by myself and sit alone with my thoughts and just pause. Because some of the challenges I've been going through in my family life and just with myself in general has been so loud and has taken up all of my energy, and it's just been an exhausting past 2 months, and I really feel like I needed that time to separate and to be by myself and just be. When I'm feeling disconnected, it's because I'm allowing relationships that aren't serving me to stay in my life. It's because I'm giving more than I'm receiving. It's because I'm not prioritizing my peace and instead being a people pleaser. One thing about me is I'm the biggest people pleaser you will ever meet. I've definitely worked on it since this whole healing self-love journey started, but you know, it's hard for me to not people please, and I don't know if that's just a Libra thing or a Natalia thing, but probably goes back to, you know, past traumas and all of that. But to my fellow people pleasers, you know, it's not easy to say no. It's not easy to fully put yourself first, but when you do, dude, like, it is so refreshing to just be selfish a little bit and not say yes to everything and to have boundaries within yourself and stay true to those boundaries. So the past, you know, weeks that I was in that Airbnb, I was really evaluating what I am doing on a daily basis to people please and how I'm serving others rather than myself in the ways that, you know, I should be. So having that time and that space alone for the past 3 weeks was very transformative because I gained clarity on so much. And the summertime was a time where I was saying yes to a lot of things, which is totally fine. Like, I think, you know, different seasons come with different things that we want to do. Like, it's summertime, like, yeah, I'm saying yes to everything, like, and I'm okay with that. But now that we're, you know, things are slowing down, at least on my end, and I'm trying to just gain some more sense of self and just slow down a bit, saying no and doing things that are going to truly fill up my cup is like what I'm prioritizing right now. And because I've had a very challenging time at home and went away to reset, and now that I'm back, I just feel like I do have a sense of self again. I have a sense of confidence within myself again. And it's silly to say, like, just go on a vacation by yourself, be alone. But like, truly, you guys, if you are feeling like just so lost and confused, or you're just going through it, you're going through a funk, I know being alone can feel scary, especially if like that's not something you're used to. If you're always like surrounding yourself with friends and you're not alone very much, it can be a scary thing to just like intentionally sit with yourself, sit with your thoughts, like stay in on a Friday night or a Saturday night. Like, I get that because I used to be that person that would never be alone. But once you start like just hanging out by yourself, you realize who you truly are, and like it gets kind of addictive to, you know, say no and just like hang out by yourself. But I think a good balance is what's most important, and I knew that I was really needing that alone time, which is why, you know, I did that, and it was so worth it. And I do finally feel like I'm returning home to myself again, which is, you guys, the most liberating feeling is returning home to yourself after, you know, you've just been stuck on autopilot, you've been going through it. So if you feel like you are stuck in autopilot or just haven't felt truly alive in a while, I suggest you sit with yourself. You don't need to go get an Airbnb an hour away like I did, but sit with yourself and evaluate your day-to-day activities. What is filling up your cup and what is draining it? How can you start to feel more alive? Is it waking up earlier to watch the sunrise and spend some quality time outside in nature? Is it buying yourself a coffee and paying for the person behind you just to make someone else's day? What do you need to do to feel more connected right now? And be honest with yourself, like brutally honest. Is there a connection with another person that has run its course? Is this connection only serving as a distraction? That's another heavy question. What I'm going to leave you guys off with is this. Life is too short for meaningless connections or prioritizing surface level relationships with yourself, with others, with everything. as I'm growing up, I'm realizing that I have zero time or energy to entertain surface level relationships. I want to dig deep and grow and play and do all the things with my people. Like, I want the connections I have in my life to be so beautiful and unique and meaningful. When I think of the happiest moments I've had in my life so far, it's when I felt the most connected. Whether it was when I was in love or when I was traveling and connecting with people around the world. Connection is my fixation. That is what I want to focus on, is truly connecting with not only myself, but with others. So I'm going to leave you guys off with this affirmation. Feel free to write it out, to say it out loud, whatever it is, whatever feels best for you, just repeat after me. My ability to connect with others and myself is one of my greatest gifts. Every day, I take time to connect with myself so that I can show up as my best self. Everything is aligning for me. Alrighty, guys, that is it for this episode. Again, thank you for coming back, for being here. Your support means the world, honestly. Like, the DMs I get, the story reposts of the episodes, they make my entire day. So if you feel inclined to, please give this episode a repost on your story. Go ahead and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave me a rating on Spotify. It helps me and the podcast grow so much. And it's just truly appreciated if you have a second out of your day. But that is it for this episode. So happy to be back. I hope you guys are all doing well. And I will see you in my next episode.